You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
Last hour. I can't believe I'm saying those words. It's going by so fast. I'm having way too much fun here today hosting the Paul Feinbaum Show. I am your host, Roman Harper. And we're here, baby. I can't wait to this moment. I've been so excited about it. I'm having another one of my great friends and former colleagues, Steve Smith, now agent 89. Number 89 on the field, number one in your hearts, whatever you want to say. He is him. I am him. Whatever you want to call it. I'm so excited. Smitty, are you here, my man?
What's up, dog? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Happy. I know you're on vacation. You're in Hawaii. I don't want to tell everybody exactly where you're at, but you're on vacation, chilling. How's the sun?
Man, it's good. You know, I'm light-skinned, so I get a little heat rash. You know, I'm super sensitive to the sun. My wife keeps telling me it's my diet, but actually, no, it's not my diet. It's actually the chlorine, something in my body. But anyway, I'm having a great time, man, being dad, serving my kids. Earlier today when I was studying for this, so I can make sure that I allow you to close out this show good, I was sitting at the Disney pool, trying to hold seats for six for an hour and a half. So, you know, that's what you do, bro.
Well, let's get right to it then. Now, before we get to the wide receivers that are going to be coming out in this year's draft, I want to talk to you about some news that just came out last night. Odell Beckham signed with the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
That is the first big-time wide receiver to sign with Baltimore since yourself. In 2014, I believe that was, when you signed with Baltimore. How does this shake up or change the outlook for Baltimore, and does it make Lamar Jackson encouraged a little bit, that situation?
I believe that – I think them signing Odell, one, is needed. You know, they have a young core. Outside of Mark Andrews, they don't really have a veteran presence on the outside of the hashes, right? So.
Yes.
You know, whether Odell is 33, 31, 29, 28, he brings some on-the-field and work experience. He understands how to handle adversity, whether you like him or not or believe that he's handled it up to par. It's really not up to you. At the end of the day, he does bring something to the table. What and how much does he have left is you never count out an OBJ. Love the dude, what he does on the field. He's super passionate. He knows exactly the direction he wants to go. Now, on the Baltimore Ravens in itself, of purchasing or buying, I think they overspent in regards to the elephant in the room is Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
And when you have the quarterback situation that they have, the quarterback situation – is like the other person in your household. If the quarterback isn't happy, like our wife, then nobody's happy.
Nobody.
Because everything goes through the quarterback. I'm not calling Lamar a woman. I'm using that as an analogy so that people don't try to say, oh, she called him a woman. I'm not calling a man a woman, right? I'm just saying if the quarterback isn't happy, nobody's happy. And so you overspend for a guy who will bring something to the table because you want to attract your quarterback who has said now he doesn't want to be there. He said that he's sought out a trade. So you bring Lamar Jackson or you obviously set it up for the next guy coming in. If you can't come to a conclusion with Lamar, with the next quarterback, you got to bring a guy because here's the thing. Rashad Bateman, I scouted him coming out. I thought he was a fantastic football player. I think he also has gotten a little bit too big for his britches. And he doesn't go across the middle. Now, I'm going to just call it what it is.
Which you always do. You always do.
Hey, You can't call yourself a number one wide receiver if you are tiptoeing through the middle of the field. And word on the street is he don't like going across the middle of the field. Well, young man, that's tough. If you don't like going across the middle of the field, that also tells me you don't like to get hit. Well, guess what? This is a contact sport, son. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like getting hit, that must mean you don't want to be a number one wide receiver. So that means you'll be moving on, too. That's just my two cents of what I heard. If he doesn't like it, he can get at me. He can pull up in Hawaii. We just talk about it. But this isn't a fisticuffs. It's more of a you're going to have to go across the middle to be an outstanding football player in the National Football League. That's bottom line.
Now, the one receiver that I would love to hear your feedback on, and maybe we can talk about his ability to go across the middle, that is a wide receiver that's coming out in this year's draft, Jalin Hyatt. I know I saw it on your podcast, Cut to It, your Cut to It podcast. You guys should check him out on YouTube. Steve does a great job of really doing the deep dive-ins on wide receivers and other players coming out in the NFL draft. Jalin Hyatt, always open. Give me a breakdown.
Man, he's always open. It's that trickery of this offense with Tennessee. Whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter. That's the offense he plays in. He's always open. My only thing with Jalin Hyatt is – I need to see him go against press coverage. He hasn't done that. He hasn't gone against a guy locked in, sitting on top of him, and now he has to, what I like to call this, fist fight and phone booth, where mm-hmm. he has to get off the press. There's a lot of players in this game that really do a really good job of jamming. Even zone coverage corners, they do a good job of rerouting. Right now, if you look on my Cut to a Podcast or on my social media coming out tomorrow, I'm breaking down Mims Jr. for Oklahoma. Mm. He sometimes gets throws off on his route. So that's just something that when you get into an organization, get emphasis with a good wide receivers coach, they can kind of help you with some of your deficiencies. No, you know, it's Easter, so there's no Jesuses. There's no Jesus coming out in this year's draft. No one's perfect,
you
know. So just understanding that these guys, whether you're just not the old man throwing shade, this is just evaluation process that's there. Because in this evaluation process, man, they got some critical things that they talk about. They got measurables, and then they got play speed, release, running routes, hands and ball skills, running after the catch, big playability, blocking. And last but most least, and those are the back end guys, special teams value, ability to contribute on special teams. Right, desire and effort to be physical in the game, and then the FBO, football intelligence. You know, so those are some of the things. Then when I go up to his teammate, his running mate, Cedric Tillman at Tennessee, 6'3", 213 pounds, running
love,
a 4'5".
Love that transition, Smitty. Love that transition. Good, keep going.
Hey, you know, I do this for a little bit. Good catch radius, lots of contested catches.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the same speed as Hyatt, so he gets overshadowed. But man, he fights for the extra yards. And then the best thing, and I talk about releases, he can reset the route once he beats the guy on press coverage. And the most important part for a wide receiver that I love, that I don't see a lot of these young guys coming out, is he works back towards the ball. Mm. And that's extremely important because that makes your quarterback right. And when you make your quarterback right, that quarterback tends to favor you because he knows that when he throws a bad pass, you're going to fight for that ball and you're going to protect the throw. And that's essential with these extremely athletic corners coming out and in the lead currently right now.
Now, the last wide receiver I want to ask you about is Ole Miss wide receiver Mingo. I know you had done a deep dive in on him as well. Could you maybe give a breakdown? Because, you know, everybody always talks about all the guys in the first day or the first round, and we don't actually shed enough light on the other guys that are going to make rosters and actually compete. And those are the guys that kind of fall through the cracks because we're not talking about them enough on the ESPN. So I want to shine a little light on them.
Well, one of the reasons we don't do that is because people are, you know, everybody's doing a breakdown. You know, I love all these breakdown guys. They're talking about, oh, he's the most, he's the most. He's not the most. Stop it. He has abilities, but he's not the most. Every guy that has a pair of legs and arms is quick, can catch. How consistent are they is the question. Mm-hmm. Mingo is not a shifty or swift guy, but he's consistent. Contested catches, finishes. He runs violently. What I really love about some of these second-day and third-day wide receivers like Mingo, unlike some of the guys in the first round, man, these dudes are violent runners, and they fight for the extra yards, and they are physical. Yeah. And Mingo is one of those guys, time after time, he will sneak you by running you over. He'll make you think he's going to step out of bounds, and then he will lower his shoulder pad. And then you look up looking at Jesus talking about, I didn't see that one coming. That's what Mingo is. He's probably going to be a late, I'd say a third or fourth round pick. Uh-huh. But he's going to play, he's going to surprise some teams. Just like Cedric Tillman was going to surprise some teams as well because of their ability and knowledge of playing under multiple quarterbacks. That's one of the things with Tennessee that didn't get shined a huge light on. They lost Hooker in the middle of the season. And they had to play with another quarterback and still were able to put up big numbers,
yep.
Be consistent. Man, that's a skill, and that shows you they can evolve and they have good FBI, football intelligence.
So it's just funny, Smitty, because the thing you light up about the most is a wide receiver dropping a shoulder on the defensive back right by the sidelines. I'm sure you take a lot of pride in that, and which you know I do not, and you know how I treat wide receivers a lot of times. But not you, my man. You are my guy. I do have to, since I got you on here, I got to know. You're attached to the Carolina Panthers. You know David Tepper. You know everybody at that organization. What are they going to do at the number one pick? You trade up. You go to number one to get your guy. Who is that guy?
Well, I'm not going to tell you who the guy is because there's still a process of people trying to figure it out. And people get annoyed when I go through the reason of why they, you know, just get to the pick. Hey, stupid, I'm not going to tell you the pick because it's still a process. And the reason why they don't know yet, but they're favoring somebody, is because you have those guys that come in there on their private workout, their private visit, and you get them on the chalkboard, you get them on a whiteboard to kind of really see what's their football intelligence, what were they taught, what is the thing that they like, right? And we're going to transition into a guy, too, Kayshawn Booty, right? And the reason I'm tying these together is when you get a guy in the room, you start to figure out what kind of person is he? Because in this draft process, man, there's the things that you really got to figure out about these guys because one of the things that I'm noticing that people are looking at, right, is character. The evaluation of a player's background and factors surrounding him. And Kayshawn Booty from LSU, 5'11", 195 pounds, plays faster than his 40, but he's going to get a minus for his 44.5. Man, bottom line is he's a good athlete. He's not great. But he carries himself, for some reason, his freshman and sophomore year, he was playing out of his mind.
Yep,
then all of a sudden, he started drinking his own Kool-Aid and sipping on his own applesauce. And then he started carrying himself like he was a first-round draft pick. He has some exposure. He doesn't have enough juice to threaten a cornerback, but he walks around and carries himself like he's a first-round top 10 pick. And teams are seeing that, man. And I don't know what has happened, but he's a kid that I watch him on the field. And I like what I see. Unfortunately, I don't like what I'm hearing. And that's going to go against him negatively. And if he continues that trend, he's going to get, one, he's going to be drafted lower than his expectation. Now he's going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Then he's going to come into an organization irritated and upset, feeling like they did him wrong, and understanding that they drafted him based on his own character. Some people may be listening to this and say, wow, Steve, that's great of you to say, how was your character? That's why I was drafted in the third round, because I was a hothead. And because I was a hothead, that hurt me. Yes. Now I'm going to be 44, so I've had some experience to learn and evaluate and grow. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, this is evaluation, millions of dollars. When you give millions of dollars to young men, you expect a certain threshold and common sense. And common sense is not the same common sense by every individual. And because of that, you're going to fall in the draft, and that's what's happening with a guy like Kayshawn Booth.
You know, Steve, I you're so right. I appreciate it, you admitting that you are a hothead yourself, the way that you've carried yourself and how you have matured, and that this is real advice for a lot of these young players out here, understanding that it's a lot of boxes that must be checked when you're trying to get your name called on the draft process. It is not just about what you do on that field, but clearly it's also about what you do off the field. Smitty, I'm going to let you go on this one, but you got to do me and all my people a favor. You got to tell them, what do they need to do? They need to ice sweat?
Man, hey, long day like this, sitting here drinking a few lava flows, get a little workout in, you got to ice up, son, ice up.
Appreciate that, Smitty. Hey, you are legendary for a reason, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Look, who else do you want to listen to? Who else are you going to listen or get advice about being a wide receiver at the highest level? Nobody did it better here in Carolina, and a lot of people have not done it better than anywhere else than that man, Steve Smith. I appreciate it. I got to get to – are we getting to a break right now? There we go. I think about it. I'm not getting this timing right. I got it. There we go. Only three more breaks left. That's amazing. I got to say that. All right. We'll be back. We're taking more of your calls. I can't wait. This is all we're doing for the rest of the evening. Calls, calls, calls. Get them in now.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back. I am Roman Harper, and this is the Paul Feinbaum Show. All right, we got 40 minutes left. And look, we're going all calls all the time for the rest of the show. I can't wait to get into it. All right, let's get straight to it. I don't want to talk too much. Ricky, you are on with Roman Harper on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Roman, man, it is a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Thank you so much. Pleasure's all mine, Ricky.
All right, man. Well, you know, I'm a big-time Saints fan, and I am not a Panther fan.
Okay.
So, but I did like Steve Smith, man. You know, he was a baller, man.
He is.
And so I appreciate, man, that, you playing with the Saints and winning that Super Bowl for us, man. You did a great job during that time. So I appreciate that. But my question is, since you played with for Ron Rivera and Sean Payton, and what are the differences that you see between, because they're both intense, and so I kind of want to know some background on both of them, if you don't mind. And I got another question because I'm a State fan. I want you to kind of evaluate Emmanuel Forbes for me and Tyrus Weeks.
Okay, so first of all, Emmanuel Forbes is low-key my favorite player maybe in the SEC. I thought he should have won Defensive Player of the Year last year. It was a travesty that he did not, and he did not actually win the Thorpe Award either, when I thought he should have won that award as well. So that being said, I'm a big Emmanuel Forbes fan. I think he goes in the late first round, possibly a second round. He will be a day one starter for somebody's team next year. He's that good. He's that ready.
I hope it's a Saint.
Yeah, I would love that, too. I will probably make a call to D.A. and Mickey and those guys and see what we can do. Now, as comparison to the coaches, when it comes to Coach Ron Rivera and Sean Payton, you couldn't have two totally different guys. Ron Rivera is the same. Like, he's just right here all the time. He's pretty mellow, and he's highly intense, but he's intense with his words. And is also his body language. He understands that what it takes to win. He's been in the locker room. He's been to the wars, and he's not going to really elevate when things around him change. Sorry, I hit the mic. Sean Payton on the other end, he's ready to elevate all the time, especially on game days. And so Sean is a different person on game day. You know, he wants the bubble gum. He's yelling at guys. He's a fiery guy. And sometimes even at practice, some days it's just your day. Well, Sean's got a joke for you. He's coming at you. It's your day. But he's pushing you to see how you react and how can I get the best out of each individual player. I think what I did learn most out of all of the experience of playing with both teams was that it's more than one way to skin a cat, that you can win a championship with different quarterbacks and different coaches and different styles as long as the team is all together. Rick, man, I appreciate that call, and thank you for asking.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
that,
you.
Man. No doubt, man. Who that? Will from North Carolina, you are on the Paul Feinbaum Show. How you doing, brother?
All right, Roman. I talked to you last time you was on, but it's really been an outstanding show today, and I mean, this shows how good you've done. I mean, you've got Jim's approval, so I mean, you're going places. So, I'm a big Panthers fan. Like I said, I talked to you last time about the Panthers. You was on with Cole Kublik, but enjoyed all the Panthers you brought on today. Do you have a good Luke Kuechly story? I know he kind of keeps it low key or whatever, but you got a good Luke Kuechly story for us or anything like that?
You know, actually, I do. I don't even know. He's probably going to be mad at me for sharing this. But, all right, a great football story was that, number one, Luke Kuechly is probably the best defensive player I've ever been around on the field. He is that good. He's that dominant. He's that smart. And at least, and the thing that's not brought up enough is he's that athletic. I've never seen anybody be able to cover 15 yards down the field and tackle a running back check down in the same time all the time with the consistency and the ability in which he did it and the control of a whole defense. He was magical to be around. He was special to be around. And the thing, the one story I got to be honest with you is I caught Luke like a couple weeks ago. I was invited to a friend of ours' birthday party, and we all went line dancing. And Luke was out there full sweat line dancing. So he line dances too. The man has all talents, all boxes checked. Luke Kuechly, you are the man. So, Will, there's your story. You don't tell him it came from me. All right? Appreciate it, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We have Ronald from Alabama. I wonder who this is.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Ronald?
How you doing? Yes, this is Ronald.
How are you doing?
Welcome
doing to the
good.
Paul Feinbaum Show. I'm doing well. You want to tell the Feinbaumers who you are?
I would gladly tell them who I am. I am your older brother.
Yes. I wonder how you got this number.
I'm watching the show, bro.
Yeah, turn the TV down. We can hear you in the background. That's rule number one of radio and TV.
There you go. Done. Never done. So I'm pretty sure there are a couple people that want to know the answer to this. And you've got two older brothers. So there are many people that would like to know, who's the best athlete out of all of you?
My younger sister, Talia. I'm not going to say you, Ronnie. This is my older brother, everybody.
I'm not expecting you to.
He beat me up my whole life. I've never won a fight. He's right. He's bigger than me by a little bit. And, like, at the end of the day, you were a great athlete. Ronnie, you are a great athlete. And I looked up to you my whole life. And you are half the reason why I was able to accomplish what I was, because you taught me how to hit harder, and I was always chasing you.
Thank you, bro. And also, great answer, man, because Caddy is the best athlete.
She is. She is.
She is. She can do it all, and she's the smartest. So there we go. Love you, bro. Just wanted to call in the show, man. Just wanted to do it.
Hey, you know what? Thank you for being a part of this. Like I've always said since day one, my family is always around, and they're always checking in on me. I appreciate it, Ronnie. This is nothing but love. Paul Feinbaum ain't got none of his family calling in. Only Roman Harper's got that, baby. So thank you, Ronnie.
There
I appreciate
we go.
It. I appreciated that. Once again, we got family calls, baby. This is a family show, and this is my family of 4 hours on the Feinbaum Show. So thank you. Ronnie, appreciate it. I'm going to get us to break, and we'll be back. More of your calls on the Feinbaum Show.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Catch these two, my favorite crew, Marty and McGee, Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Look, when you're too old to get up and watch cartoons, this is what you tune into, Marty and McGee. And you know what? I can tell the difference between the two of them. Now, back to the call lines. I mean, we're filling up now. Clearly, you guys want to get in touch. All right, we're going to go with AJ from Pell City. AJ, you're on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Woo!
Woo!
Glad to have you all. Roman. Not Raymond.
Yes.
Hey, let me ask you something. Did you ever get tough enough to actually call your brother Ronald McDonald?
No, never. We had boxing gloves in the house.
And kind of clown on you.
Yeah, he was definitely clowning on me. I'm totally used to that. And we had boxing gloves in the house growing up. So whenever we had arguments, we just put the gloves on, and then I got quieted really fast.
Go ahead. Hey, I was the baby of the bunch, so I know what – hey, my brothers always ask, why are you so mean? Why are you so crazy? I had to get in where I fit in. You got to keep up with them, you know. Hey, speaking of getting in where you fit in, would J.K. giving you all that flack? On Georgia, talking about the Georgia schedule, throw Alabama into the mix. Now, I'm an Auburn guy, but I'm going to tell you something. Georgia played 9 games in either Athens or Atlanta this year.
AJ, you're saying it. What the thing is, AJ, is that he's saying that Alabama fans never bring up their own quote-unquote cupcake schedule. But that's the first thing they bring up when it comes to Georgia and trying to discredit Georgia, which is not what I was doing. But J.K., I had to let him get everything off his chest, and I allowed him to do that. But, A.J., come on. Let's go ahead and get back at J.K. for me. Go ahead. I'll let you do it.
Hey. But, okay, so J.K., when you going to wake up, you're not even an Alabama fan. You don't have any affiliation with Alabama other than hate. And you want to talk about schedules. Look at the Miami schedule that you've been playing on for a long time. What, 10, 12? How many years has it been since they even been relevant? It's been a while, J.K., so I think you need to take another credit in college on common sense over there. And, A.C., let me explain something to you. That was the suckiest call you've ever had, A.C., You need to join the Canadian Mounted Patrol, the Horseback Riding Association, because I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to be a Feinbaum caller, you got to learn how to ride bulls. And them calls you got ain't going to ride a bull. And I'm going to leave you with this, Roman.
I'm ready.
I got a little song for Jim over in his brown nose and self. Jim, let me tell you something from Tuscaloosa. Jim in legend, sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I.
All right. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I tune in. This is why I'm excited to host the Feinbaum Show, because of callers like that just giving me the heat and the love. All right. Handsome Joe, you are on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Roll Tide, roll, Roman Alter. And you know what? Hey, it's good to hear from your brother. See, I didn't know anything about your family. But, man, it's good to hear from your brother. And it's good to hear from your Alabama brothers.
It is. It's been really good. It's been really good.
But I can tell you something about J.K. You know, we don't take advice from anybody wearing a fake jewelry chain around their neck. And he's talking about a cupcake schedule. Hey, we're going to take care of Middle Tennessee, the one that put a butt whooping on Miami last year. So, you know, at least we win our cupcake teams. I mean, you got to win those games, Roman. And, see, Miami can't do that, so he ain't got no reason to talk. And it's been 30 years since Miami's been irrelevant, by the way. It's been 30 years. But one thing I want to ask you, Roman, this ain't really got nothing to do with, you know, questions about football. But, see, you played at Alabama. And one thing that I've always wanted to know, because only a few get to experience this, like when you're on the Alabama football team, when y'all get up on game day, like whether it's 11 o'clock in the morning kickoff or 7 o'clock in the evening kickoff, mm-hmm. How do y'all prepare? You know, like, how do you get up in the morning? Do you just get up and eat breakfast immediately? Or do y'all even get to eat breakfast before the game? You know, I'd just like to know what, as a football player, what your game day experience is like. I know what it's like as a fan, mm-hmm. but I don't know what it's like as a player.
Joe, I think that's a great question, and I'll give you a little bit of insight on it, and thanks for your call, as always. Is that, number one, if it depends on the time. If it's a morning game or early kickoff at 12, 1 o'clock, the first thing you're getting up doing, you're going to get ready, you know, brush your teeth, wash your face, take a shower, get refreshed, and you're going to eat breakfast. I loved eating breakfast before morning games. And then if we have a later game, a night game, then you kind of have your breakfast, your normal routine. Then we will have meetings that day, the day of. If you have an early kickoff, you're usually going to have meetings the night before. And we get everything put to bed, all the hay's in the barn, and we're moving on. The next day, if you have a later game, then you have meetings that same day to kind of a little bit more of a refresher, keep guys around, keep them more entertained, less meetings the night before, maybe go see a movie, let you relax. And so my game day meals kind of remain the same. I like to carbohydrate. I also like to lightly salt all my food because that helps aiding and preventing cramps. So lightly salt your food. That's another advice. So, Joe, thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right, I'm going with Anthony from Mississippi. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Mr. Harper. Hello, Mr. Harper. Are you there?
How you doing, sir? I'm right here.
Yeah, we're doing great. We do not have a question. We have just praise and love for everything you're doing this afternoon. We've been tuned in since 3 o'clock sitting on the boathouse and just love absolutely what you're doing to the show. It is absolutely wonderful.
Well, Anthony, man, I really appreciate that, man. I take it seriously. I want to try and check every box. I want to be invited back selfishly, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your words, and I do not take them lightly. So thank you so much, Anthony. I appreciate you listening.
Absolutely, sir. Keep that great job up. We love listening to you. We've never called into a talk show before until today.
Hey, but how about that? Roman Harper bringing in new callers to the Paul Feinbaum Show. That's not a sentence I thought I would be saying today. Next, we got Cameron on the line. Cameron?
Hey, yeah, I just want to get your reaction on NFL draft day if you hear that the Colts traded their fourth overall pick for Lamar Jackson and, of course, the next year's first as well.
I would not be shocked because I know how much Jim Irsay wants to win. I know how seriously they want to be taken. They just fired Frank Wright last year because this team had underperformed. And one thing that Jim Irsay said was that he wanted to win a championship in the next decade. So you got 10 years to do it. You better go get you a quarterback because in the NFL, you're not even in the conversation of championships until you get the quarterback piece right. And right now the Colts do not have that. Do they risk it? By waiting and sitting back at four, where you have the opportunity maybe possibly to get a Will Levis, to get an Anthony Richardson, is that the piece that you're missing that's going to complete you and give you the chance to win a championship? I'm not the one that can tell you that. But if they do make that move, Lamar Jackson has proven that he can give you a chance to win a championship. Thank you for that call, though. Dale, you are on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Hey, Roman, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just got a quick kind of comment and a question. So I know last year a couple of your colleagues there, I know Mr. Spikes picked South Carolina to beat Georgia and Dorian picked Kentucky to beat Georgia. So can you talk some sense into them people? And, you know, are they going down that rabbit hole again this year?
Go ahead, Dale. Sorry.
And it's not to put you on the spot, but kind of put you on the spot. Who do you think beats Georgia this year?
All right. Dale, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole again because I went down it as well. I had to pick I picked Tennessee to go 10-2, and I was right about that. I actually had them beating Georgia, and I was wrong about that. And so this year I'm looking at the Georgia schedule, and Georgia, in my eyes, is better than every team on that schedule. I do not see Georgia taking an L this year during the regular season. Now, the fact that I say that, the fact that I say that already means they may lose a game because I just said that. Yes, Ole Miss will beat Ole Miss, but it's at home. I don't think Ole Miss is better than Georgia in Athens. Now, on the road at Tennessee, I think that could be a well of a game, especially by that time of the year. It's a battle of attrition. Georgia's been undefeated, and everybody's been gaming at them for two straight years. That takes a lot out of a team mentally, physically, and emotionally. And so later on in the games, later on in the season, you see teams start to slip up. Maybe they're looking too far ahead. Yep. Maybe they're just a little bit banged up. They're not 100%. I know how hard it is to win at Neyland Stadium. Well, there we go. Go ahead. No. I don't want to cut you off of that. Give me a really good one I get you out of here.
I was just going to say, go Dawgs, man. I love your show. I love SEC Now. All you guys do a great job, man, and I watch out religiously.
Well, thank you, Dale, all the way out from Colorado, man. Appreciate you tuning in and listening, as always. And, well, I don't think Georgia loses this year in the regular season. That's my call early, and I said it last year. I will not pick against Georgia until they prove me wrong. And right now, they have not done that so far. So we're getting to a break. Get you out of here. Is that my last break? Where did the time go? Oh, two more breaks. Okay, good. I still got a little bit more time with you guys. Thank you. Come on back now. Don't leave me yet.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Get you a dose of baseball and softball on this Sunday, 6 p.m. with Rally Cap. My man Dari Noka will be there leading the charge. It's a laid-back version of getting caught up on all of the SEC baseball and softball throughout the week. Now, back to the calls. I'm not going to waste your time talking all over the place. Let's jump right in. Tyler from Los Angeles. Come on, man. West Coast calling in the Paul Feinbaum Show. What can I help you with?
Man, I'm hearing a lot of people from the South, so trying to get you out west. By the way, if we're getting a suit like this every day, we need you on the air every day. Like that butterfly. Come on, man.
Hey, man. My daughter London put that on, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, boss.
Oh, she knows what she's doing. I'm an NBA guy, but we're talking about NFL draft going on. So we're looking at these quarterbacks, obviously. The expectations are higher than ever. These quarterbacks are supposed to come in and just change the team right away. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. We saw that with the interview you guys had on with Hooker. But it's wild. Like, you look at quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, Phillip Rivers, first-round picks, but they had their time to rest. And look how they shined. Even if you had Steve Smith Sr. on, he's a third-round pick. His rookie year, he was a kick returner. And look how he developed. Mm-hmm. He wasn't thrown into the fire right away. They're giving them time to develop, become the player they can be. But I just think it's too much. What do you think about it, how their players have these expectations?
No, Tyler, I first of all, you sound very mature, and you know exactly what you're talking about. It is a man's game on Sundays. It's so much harder. The game's so much faster. And the quarterback position is the hardest position to do and play on Sundays, just knowing what all you have to do, have to be able to get everybody lined up. And you also got to be able to command a huddle and lead men to victory. I do think teams should rest and wait guys 1 year, but that's just not the game. Everybody wants results right now because jobs are on the line, Tyler. Thank you so much for your call, man.
Think,
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
You have a good one, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Oh, no, you're good.
West Coast, that man's got style. He told me I look dressed clean, so I'm with it. All right. Myth, you are on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Hart.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, real quick, how do you compare to our Levis and the Bennett kid from Georgia? How do you compare them to Drew Brees, minus the rings and experience?
I mean, that's a lot to not compare to, right? So I would say this. Will Levis has the strength, the arm strength, the athleticism. He actually has the moxie and, you know, the confidence that you like. My only problem with Will Levis is the decision-making. You know, you got to know when you got to be able to get the ball out in the red zone. You can't fumble the ball versus Ole Miss in the last minutes of the game, the last minute of the game. You cannot have that turnover. You got to understand you got backup linemen in. You got to get rid of that football. If it's not open, throw it away. Live to fight another down. And also, he's so confident in his arm strength that sometimes he makes throws that he should not throw because he's just thinking, all right, I got it. I can do it. And that's good to have, but it's also can bite you at times as well. Stetson Bennett, I love this man's moxie. I love his story. You love everything that he represents. And look, I'm rooting for him. But I think he will be a backup early, and hopefully he gets his chance to play and make teams on Sunday. I just, you know, we're so caught up on Bryce Young's lack of height and size that we don't even talk about Stetson Bennett's lack of height and size, because that's all we have talked about when it comes to Stetson Bennett. And all he's ever done is go out there and win championships and go down in Georgia's history as their best quarterback in school history. And that's right, I said it, the best. So thank you for that call, Myth. Hopefully that answers your question. All right, David, line five, last call. Make it fast. Let's go, man. What you got?
Roman, we need you to come back to Prattville, become the head coach of the Lions. You know you need to be come back home, man. Mama's calling, and she wants you to come back home. Also, we will have your fifth quarter show live from the Blue Iguana, and it would be amazing because we would have the pride of Prattville back in Prattville. I mean, what a greater day. Roman Hopper back home in Prattville, having the fifth quarter show at the Blue Iguana, and then we all stroll over to the Pratt Pub after a few beers and watch the fight, brother. Roll Tide, man. It's always good seeing you.
Always great seeing you. Thank you so much, David. Appreciate it for having me. And, yes, the Blue Iguana still goes down in Prattville, baby. You heard it here first on the Paul Feinbaum Show. We're getting Blue Iguana shout-outs. My boy J.B. Wallace is the head coach. I'm not coming back. I will never do that. I love you, J.B. Love Prattville as well. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.